Ezekiel chapter 5. And you, son of man, take yourself a sharp knife, and take yourself a barber's razor, and cause these things to pass upon your head and on your beard, and then take yourself balances to weigh with, and divide the hair. And you will burn with fire a third part in the midst of the city, when the days of the siege have been fulfilled. And you will take a third part and strike around it with a knife, and a third part of it you will scatter in the wind, and I will draw out a sword after them. And you will also take from it a few in number, and bind them in your skirts, and then take from them again, and throw them into the midst of the fire, and burn them in the fire. From it will a fire come forth to all the house of Israel. Thus says the Sovereign Yahweh, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her, and she's changed my judgments into wickedness more than the nations, and my statutes she has changed more than the countries that are around her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes, and they've not walked in them. For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, because you've multiplied more than the nations that are around you, and you've not walked in my statutes, and neither have you kept my judgments, and neither have you done according to the judgments of the nations that are around you. For this reason, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, look and understand, I am against you, and I will execute judgments in the midst of you in the sight of the nations. And I will do in you that which I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the like, because of all your abominations. For this reason the fathers will eat the sons in the midst of you, and the sons will eat their fathers, and I will execute judgments in you, and the whole remnant of you will I scatter to all the winds. Wherefore, as I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, surely because you've defiled my sanctuary with all of your detestable things, and with all of your abominations, for this reason I will also diminish you. Neither will my eye spare, neither will I have any pity. A third part of you will die with the pestilence, and with famine shall they be consumed in the midst of you. And a third part will fall by the sword round about you. And I will scatter a third part into all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. In this manner will my anger be accomplished, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them, and I will be comforted, and they will know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it in my zeal, when I will have accomplished my fury in them. Moreover, I will make you waste, and a reproach amongst the nations that are around you, in the sight of all who pass by. And so it will be a reproach, and a taunt, and an instruction, and an astonishment to the nations that are around you, when I will execute judgments in you in anger, and in fury, and in furious rebukes. I, Yahweh, have spoken. When I will send upon them the evil arrows of famine, which will be for their destruction, which I will send to destroy you, and I will increase the famine upon you, and will break your staff of bread, so will I send upon you famine and evil beasts and animals, and they will bereave you, and pestilence and blood will pass through you, and I will bring the sword upon you. I, Yahweh, have spoken. End of chapter.